This is an RNIB talking book.
The Witches of Eastwick by John Updike.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Parts of this book may be considered unsuitable for family listening. The Witches of Eastwick. 1. The Coven. "And oh, yes," Jane Smart said in her hasty yet purposeful way. Each S seemed the black tip of a just-extinguished match held in playful hurt, as children do, against the skin. Suki said a man had bought the Lennox Mansion. "A man?" Alexandra Spofford asked, feeling off-centre, her peaceful aura that morning splayed by the assertive word. "From New York," Jane hurried on, the last syllable almost barked, its R dropped in Massachusetts style. "No wife in the family, evidently." "Oh, one of those." Hearing Jane's northern voice bring her this rumour of a homosexual come up to Manhattan to invade them, Alexandra felt intersected where she was, in this mysterious, crabbed state of Rhode Island. She had been born in the West, where white and violet mountains lift in pursuit of the delicate tall clouds, and tumbleweed rolls in pursuit of the horizon. "Suki wasn't so sure," Jane said swiftly.